I'm Linda from Telberg for Biz News. Well, South Africans know all too well that potholes are a major issue across the country, but they also have some inventive and sometimes hilarious ways of highlighting the problem. On social media, you'll see children turning massive potholes into makeshift swimming pools, while a councillor in Pretoria North has taken to planting trees in potholes as a form of protest. One corporate player doing its bit to fix the country's estimated 25 million potholes is Discovery Insure. Its pothole Patrol Initiative has just celebrated its fourth anniversary, and joining us in the studio to tell us more about that is Precious Nduli, Chief Commercial Officer at Discovery. Hi, Precious. How are you?
Hi, Linda. Thank you for having me, and hello to your listeners as well.
Well, can you share more about this Pothole Patrol Initiative and some of the key milestones you've achieved so far?
Yes, of course. So, I mean, as you said, it's now celebrating 4 years. So we started in May 2021. And really, it was at the back of just seeing an increase in claims related to potholes, and being Discovery and having this idea that we can actually be a force for good and actually change something rather than just accepting claims. We actually partnered with the city of Johannesburg as well as the Johannesburg Roads Agency, so the JRA, to start the Discovery Pothole Patrol. And to date, we've fixed over 280,000 potholes. We do operate in the city of Johannesburg. So that's our kind of mandate. So we're mandated to operate just in the city of Johannesburg. And we also mandated to fix a certain size of potholes. So typically the smaller potholes, so 1 square meter in size and also 3 centimeters deep. And then anything deeper or wider, we actually refer to the JRA, or if there's any complications, so something like water, or it requires full resurfacing of the road, we'll hand that over to the JRA as well. In 2023, maybe one last thing to say is we were joined by Avis as a co-sponsor, so they also help us in this initiative, and I mean that's really the key kind of milestones. And obviously what we've seen from a positivity perspective is obviously not just the appreciation of drivers, but also the reduction in claims that we've seen, which was really the intention in which we started the initiative as well.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you what benefits there are. Well, first of all, motorist safety. And if you repair potholes, less claims for you.
No, for sure. So, I mean, a big thing for us as Discovery Insure, so we were a motor insurer, we started in 2011, and our core purpose is to create a nation of great drivers. And although behavior is a big thing that affects accidents, obviously the conditions of the roads are a critical one as well. So by fixing potholes, we are keeping not only our clients safe, but everyone safe in the city of Johannesburg, because everyone benefits, even if they're not. So really, that's a critical thing for us around keeping society safe. And as I said, we see it in our numbers as well. And there's actually also great value from a commercial marketing perspective as well. It's a great brand building initiative as well.
Well, you've got, what do you call them, pothole repairers or an academy to train pothole repairers? Tell us about that.
Yeah. So in 2023, when Avis joined as well, we actually took the opportunity because, as you know, in South Africa, one of our big challenges is around unemployment, particularly youth unemployment. So we took the opportunity to open the Pothole Patrol Academy. And really, its function was to get a group of young people, teach them how to actually fix potholes. And in so doing, we can either absorb them in the initiative, which we've done. We've absorbed some who've now gone through the process. But also they can start their own initiative or their own little businesses where they can apply their skills, or they can absorb in other structures within the city as well. So it's a really great initiative in that sense as well.
Do you have plans to scale the project, maybe go to other cities or use your advanced technologies?
So, I mean, we get that question all the time. Obviously, it's a question of finances. So we are looking for additional sponsors as well to help us with the initiative. In terms of scaling, I think just Gauteng as a whole is still kind of big area, and there's still a lot more to be done in Gauteng. But we've gotten requests from KZN. Cape Town doesn't have as much of an issue in terms of potholes, but we've certainly gotten requests across the country, and it's just balancing out kind of the cost of that as well. And then in terms of technology, as you know, we have a program called Vitality Drive. In that, we use a telematics device, the intention of which is to track the driving behavior of our clients and then reward them with a whole lot of rewards. What we do as well, because the issue is so big, we have to find a way to prioritize which potholes to fix. So we use our telematics data to determine what are the high volume roads across the city of Johannesburg. And that combined with, you know, clients can report or non-clients, anyone can report on the Pothole Patrol app, which you can find on the App Store or Google Play. So we use a combination of that reported potholes as well as what we consider high volume based on our telematics device to prioritize which potholes we're going to fix, particularly in like heavy rain seasons. I mean, in the recent rains, everyone in Johannesburg did see the state of the roads got worse. So we try to prioritize which potholes to fix in that manner as well.
What about new materials? Because I know in some world cities, they're starting to use recycled plastics in potholes.
Yeah, so what we actually do is we recycle the ground. So if you actually, I mean, when you come down to South Africa, we may take you around with the team, is that we actually recycle the material, the road material, and put that in the method. And what it actually does, it does make kind of our potholes more resilient, and you'll see in the method that we use. So that's what we're doing. We haven't moved on to plastic, but actually in the methodology, we kind of use parts of the surface of the existing road to mix with our mixture to also then resurface that as well.
Well, there's a lot of initiatives in South Africa where the private sector start taking over some of the functions of the government because, you know, infrastructure is a problem. So do you think this partnership that you have with the council is the way forward for South Africa, maybe for other projects?
Yeah, so I think, I mean, we get this question all the time. And really, as a citizen, I mean, as a corporate citizen, a responsible corporate citizen that Discovery is, I mean, we believe in playing our role. So we believe that private public partnerships are the future because we have as much incentive as the government to get this right. I mean, you would have heard, obviously, our group CEO, Adrian Gore, you know, is a big proponent around optimism around the country. And, you know, he has this belief around, you know, when people drive around and kind of this failing infrastructure, it affects not just obviously their like immediate, you know, like I'm driving and I might have an accident, but it actually affects your psyche around what you think about the country. And so we think this kind of initiative and partnerships play a much bigger role in the psyche of the country and helping people to be positive. So we would actually encourage more corporate players as well as private individuals who can contribute wherever they can, because ultimately we are all responsible for this South Africa that we love, and we need to as much as possible ensure that it works. And that's really what we try to do. As you know, so other initiatives as well. You know, we have private fire response as well.
So have you tracked the impact of this on brand perception, customer loyalty?
Yeah, so I mean, we don't actually. Funny enough, I mean, we've done the so we do a general. I mean, I used to look after marketing up until recently. So we do a general kind of brand health survey, and in it, one of the questions is kind of your perception of Discovery, given that you are aware of the Pothole Patrol initiative or you're not aware. And what we found that those people who are aware of the initiative do rate us highly. And so they do. So it does have a positive perception from a brand perspective as well.
So Precious, is this another example of South Africans having that Boer Makeplan thing, that resilience that we'll solve our problems ourselves?
You know, I think very much so. We very much, as you say, the type of nation that does make a plan. It's really in our DNA. I mean, the big term on social media is, you know, just no DNA, just RSA. And really, you see that in many instances in South Africa, whether it's the guys who are controlling traffic on the road, who've taken their own initiative, you know, people who are bootstrapping, entrepreneurs, you know, vendors on the street. I mean, there's so many examples of South Africans really just taking things head on and making a difference. And not only the other thing is not only to their own lives. we also such a generous people, is that like even when people are struggling, they actually want to help others, which I think is one of the key characteristics of South African people, is that we're so generous in spirit, we also want to help others as well. And I think really this initiative is a feel-good initiative, even though it has, of course, commercial benefits for us, you know, but really it speaks to that feel-good initiatives that South African like, that can do attitude, the initiative we take to solve our own problems as well.
Well, Precious Ndule, thanks for speaking to us.
Thank you so much, Linda.